FC East Classic, a lot of hoopla up here about Donovan coming home and Michael Vick playing here. But when you get down inside of it, Coach, it all comes down to it going to be a great football game. I wanted to ask you about Donovan. What I've seen on him on tape so far, his arm strength looks to be as strong as it's ever been, and he seems to be seeing the whole field. He's throwing for a lot of yards. My question is, how do you feel he's receiving, you know, the new offensive sets that you have him in?
Well, I think he's doing an excellent job. You know, it always takes time coming into a new system, you know, different terminology, different. And you just got, you know, doing a lot of different things besides the terminology. So it always takes some time, but I think he's done a great job picking it up, and I think every game he feels more comfortable with it.
Santana Moss is a guy that we've got to really watch up here, I think, and we got a guy on our team that kind of is, you know, getting into the same status or hemisphere as Santana, and that's DeSean Jackson. In seeing Santana, you have him doing a lot of things, but he's your primary, you know, weapon on offense.
Correct. Yeah, I think everybody sees how much he stands out, and you know, we've done a number of things to move him around and try to give him the ability to make some plays. And as we all know, it's you can almost take anybody out of the game. Sometimes it's a little bit harder than sometimes you can do it for, you know, maybe a game or two. But we have to have some balance to be the type of offense, you know, we want to be, and other guys got to step up.
Coach, going back to Donovan for a second, has he been what you – you know, expected? Has he surprised you at all as far as his role, what he's done for the team so far?
No, not really. It's surprising. The only thing that really surprised me was his arm strength. I didn't know his arm was that strong. I mean, I knew it was strong, but I know, you know, I haven't been around very many guys that can throw the ball 75, 80 yards in the air.
Coach, London Fletcher's played 195 straight games linebacker. That's just incredible. You have to not only be resilient, but a little bit lucky there, but he's also been one of your most consistent players on defense.
Yeah, he's really, he's a great leader. I had no idea that I knew he was a good football player, you know, coming in, but I didn't know he was such a leader and such a character guy, and really a pleasure to just be around him.
Coach, defensively, it's been kind of up and down for you the first 3 weeks. Are you closer, you feel, to getting that consistent thing going?
Well, we're making some strides. We're not there yet. You know, we've kind of the preseason games, we've played some good halves, but we haven't been as consistent as we would like, and hopefully we can get there.
Mike, what are you seeing out of Donovan's teammates this week as he is coming back to Philadelphia? Are you seeing a little bit of of them rallying to him and you know, getting hyped up for how big of a game it is?
Yeah, I think our players, you know, just, you know, they're focusing on practice today. I think, you know, as you get closer to the game, I think that obviously, it kind of gets started a little bit relative to, you know, the emotions and things, especially when you get in the stadium or staying overnight. But right now, I think everybody's business as usual.
How do you not let it become a distraction? I'm sure there's a lot of extra media types down there this week, and then when you get here, there'll be a lot of attention towards Donovan. How do you not let your team get caught up in the rest of that?
Well, I think football is full of distractions. If you don't have distractions, that means you're not very good. You're never getting a lot of attention, but you know, in the NFC East, there's every game that we play, there's going to be a lot of attention. But I think we all understand that, you know, anytime a guy is, you know, in the championship game, 5 out of 11 years, and you know, I think it was 20 years before Donovan came, that you know, Donovan obviously accomplished a lot in Philly, and anytime somebody like that's gone, there is going to be that type of attention. You know, I think about the places that I've been, and a quarterback leads one team, goes to another that's had success. That's just the nature of the game, and rightfully so.
Do you have an example of that you recall that ever happening in your career where you were either solid or were part of it, a quarterback returning to a team that he once played for?
Sure. I was coaching Steve Young and Joe Montana. And, Joe Montana went to Kansas City and played them the next year in Kansas City. Obviously, a lot of attention to that game.
You were coaching for San Francisco at the time, right?
Correct.
Did you recall what kind of what happened there as far as the fans go?
Oh, I think very, you know, just like a lot of attention yeah, being brought, a lot of conversations being talked about. Same thing that's going on right now.
Mike, is it hard for you to understand why Donovan is a polarizing figure in Philadelphia, given what you've seen and what you've witnessed from the outside over the 11 years prior to having him?
No, I mean, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, anytime a guy's accomplished what he has, you know, you don't go to a championship game for 20 years, and all of a sudden you're in 5 and 11 years, and he's your starting quarterback, he is going to get a lot of attention. That's the nature of the job.
But some of it's negative attention.
Well, it always is. Unless you win the Super Bowl, it's always going to be that way. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. Everybody's looking for a championship. And anything short of that, there is always going to be some criticism. That's the nature of the business.
Coach, what have you seen from Michael Vick and his improvement as a quarterback? Just look at the film. And
well, I think what he's done over the last two and a half games is just unbelievable. He's running the ball great. He's throwing it great. Shows a lot of poise. Makes plays when there's nothing there with his feet. When there's something there, he can throw the ball deep and short. Very impressive how he's handled himself.
Coach,
have you seen him be any better?
Pardon me?
Is this the best he's looked to you?
Well, I haven't studied him a lot, but I've played against him a couple times, and I've always admired what type of athlete he has been. And the last two and a half games, not only is he an athlete, but he seemed very poised in the pocket as well. So, yeah, this is as good as I've seen him.
Coach, last question for you. Stuart Bradley was back in action last week, and the Eagles' defense seemed to play a lot better. Is he that much of an influence, a catalyst for the team to be playing that much better defensively?
Well, I think it takes a while for defense to come together. And I think any time you get guys feeling more comfortable with the system as time goes on, I think you just see improvement. And, that's what I've seen. Guys kind of cool, calm, and collected, playing the defense that's called and really playing well together and getting better each game.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys.
That's right.